Unloaded, one of Virginia's top newscasts now.
Take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, Amen FM, Charlottesville.
We're finally done with that storm system off the coast, and that means we're going to take our temperatures up into the upper 70s for our highs.
52 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
The Albemarle County School Board releasing a statement saying it disagrees with a proposed state policy that would limit protections for transgender students.
The Richmond School Board has passed a similar resolution. However, a law professor states they could face lawsuits if they do not comply.
Early voting has been going on for a week and a half now in the Commonwealth, and one of the candidates for Virginia's 7th Congressional District, Yesley Vega, was on WCHV radio and says what she's hearing from the constituents she's talked to.
An issue that folks are talking about is how much government has grown and how no longer it represents the interests of the people. And folks are tired of that.
She has a Back the Blue rally coming up.
This is a great event, not just to show support to members of law enforcement, but to let the community know that there's a new type of leader here in the 7th District that's coming. One that believes in the rule of law and one that believes that the safety of our children and our communities is paramount to the success of our society.
That rally will be on October 20th in Orange.
Multiple people were taken into custody in Augusta County on Wednesday on various charges. The sheriff's office says there was an increase in police presence in Fishersville and Verona while evidence was collected, but there's no threat to the community.
A computer glitch has slowed down voter registration statewide. Election officials are working hard to ensure that everyone will be registered and able to vote during this election season. A reminder, there is same-day voter registration. However, your ballot will be a provisional one until your registration is checked out by your registrar.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 52 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of the Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays noon to 3. Take them anywhere you want on the free Seville 107.5 smartphone app, all brought to you by Automated Office Systems and Toby's Pawn Shop and WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for our Thursday. We're talking warmer conditions. We're going to keep those sunny skies around. Mostly sunny for our day today. We're finally done with that storm system off the coast. And that means we're going to take our temperatures up into the upper 70s for our highs. So close to 80 degrees. Tonight, we'll keep things nice and clear. It's going to allow us to still have a cool night ahead, dropping down to the lower 50s. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.